What's up, homegirls?
Welcome to Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table. We are your hosts, Ceci
and Misha. Benevolence is a ministry where we uplift and encourage through topics of conversation that are important in our Christian walk.
We are going to get real. We will focus on topics that we are curious about and what many are afraid to talk about.
We saved a seat just for you. So sit back, relax, and let's get to it.
You are listening to episode 10, Friends.
Friends.
What's up, homegirl?
What's up, homegirl?
Can you believe we finally made it to episode 10 of season 7?
We did that, girl.
We did that. Today is a bittersweet episode because not only is it the final episode of our season, but it's also our final episode face-to-face.
For a little bit, at least.
For a little while. As you know, our host, Misha, she announced a couple episodes back that she was moving to Georgia. So if you can give us a recap, what's happening? How soon is this?
I will be leaving in, what's today? Today's Wednesday. Four days. Leaving in 4 days. I'm moving to Georgia. I actually been crying
she's crying right now.
Almost every day this week. It's very bittersweet, and although I'm excited, I'm also sad because, you know, I'm leaving my home, you know, where I've been for almost 18 years. So it's definitely bittersweet. And the fact that we're going to be talking about friendships, it's going to be good. You know, if you're going to ask me if I'm good or good, I don't even know what I am.
Oh my God. So let me not even.
I don't even know what I am.
Well, last episode, I wasn't good or good. So I'm going to ask you, are you good or are you good?
I'm neither. I would say if trusting in God is one of the options, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
I'm literally just walking in faith and just trusting in God.
Amen.
What about you? How are you?
Are
you good or are you good?
I will say that I'm good.
Good.
I'm good. These next 2 weeks have been are going to be and have been kind of crazy just because I have a lot of responsibilities that I have outside of Benevolence that I have to take care of. But God is good. I feel like there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel right now. And I just know that God is listening. He is listening. And all those times where I thought he wasn't listening, he's listening because things are just unfolding in a very weird way.
Yeah.
But I'm moving forward piece by piece.
Amen.
And I'm just going to embrace the time that I'm in right now and just allow God to use me in this season.
Yeah.
And then let God take care of the rest after.
That's exactly how I feel, for sure.
Because, I don't know, it's just been a wild ride.
A very big wild ride of emotions.
And
there's days that I'm like, you're crying and then I'm not crying. And I'm like, oh, God is in control. It's so good. And then this week, it's today the other way around.
It's vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I was in your seat bawling my eyes out about a week ago. And I honestly, I'm okay right now. You're leaving in 4 days, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, there's more to this.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
we always say it's going to come full circle.
It's going to come full circle. So God is in control. Benevolence doesn't end. So if you're driving your car right now, you're like, oh my God, Nisha just got here. No, she's still going to continue doing what she does best. We're just going to do it in a 6-hour distance.
Yeah, and we might meet face to face.
We might meet face to face. So, you know, the account still runs through. The podcast still is going to run through. And it's just, we're just going to be in two different places, but it doesn't mean anything. You know, our vision and our desire to to just encourage you every single week is something that we're just going to keep doing. Mm-hmm. So to God be the glory.
Amen.
Today's episode is about friendships.
Yes.
And as we close the season, we're going to discuss the importance of friendships. We're going to reminisce on memories that we've shared. We're going to talk about how to keep a long-term friendship because obviously we are the product of a long-term friendship. And then we'll just talk about our long-distance plans and how we're going to keep this going. I will say, I was doing some research on friendships, and psychologytoday.com literally says that friendship is the best medicine.
I agree with that.
Friendship is just, it really satisfies the soul.
It really does.
So I'm so thankful for you.
So thankful for you too, mommy.
And I know that, like, I wouldn't have made it this far if it wasn't for you. Like, honestly, I wouldn't have made it this far. So I love you. And I know I'm doing this before and I should be doing it later. But I love you, Nisha. You have been the truest medicine in the last 13 years. So thank you.
You gotta see me right now, guys. I'm like freaking bawling.
But I love you, girl. And I love you too. Everything that we've experienced, everything that we've gone through was all worth it.
Yeah.
And I'll do it all over again. And I'll do it sooner. Forget 13 years. I've been here in Orlando for 16 years. And if I can just hit the reset button, I would find you sooner.
Yeah.
So we can have a longer friendship.
For sure.
So.
So thankful for you, girl.
So thankful. You know it. I know.
We're a forever and always thing for sure.
Forever and always for sure. So let's talk about the different friendships in our lives.
Yes.
because we've had quite a few.
We definitely have.
I guess I'll start so that you can like recollect yourself.
Yes, yes.
But friendships for me, I was always surrounded by a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
Always had, just always part of a big group of people, especially church-wise.
Yeah.
I grew up in Miami, and I went to a mega church there.
Yeah.
So it was a large group of friends, and we always hung out together, and we always just did life together, did ministry together. So what I've experienced with you, I've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
As a teenager, as a preteen and as a teenager, I really grew up with these people and I've had great friendships. That's why I can't really say anything bad about my life in Miami because I truly had some genuine friendships. And even to this day, you know, I'm still connected with them through Facebook. You know, there was always seasons where one best friend would pop up more than the other.
Okay, yeah.
You know, there were seasons where I was just closer to one person than I was to another. And then they kind of just, you know, the season would die off and then I found somebody else. But there were quite a few handful of friends from Miami that to this day, you know, they're still considered my friend. And, and you know, there's those people that through life, you know, you see them, you know that they're there, you know that they're good. And those are your childhood friends. Yeah, I would have to agree with that for sure. So I have quite a few of those. And when I came to Orlando, it was quite an experience. And we've talked about...
the way you said it, quite an experience.
We've spoken about this before, but there were quite a few instances where I had met you and I wasn't the greatest friend to you. Mm. And it was through major influence of the other person, which they just for some reason, with no reason at all, they just didn't want me hanging out with you. So I just listened.
Yeah.
And I was older than all of them. And I could have made my own decisions, but...
Yeah, you were a lot older than them.
I was. And, you know, nothing... Whatever, it happens. Yeah. And I will say,
a bump in the road.
It was literally a very short bump in the road. And then it just worked out. Our friendship just worked out. And, you know, ever since we got back together and we reconnected our friendship, I think from then on out, it's been...
Yeah, but even in that time where, you know, we had a little bump, we kind of still would talk here and there, like,
yeah, hi, we would.
But it wasn't like before. It was definitely a big bump.
It was a big bump.
Because we would hang out all the time. And then all of a sudden, like, we didn't hang out all the time.
It's always an awkward conversation when we talk about it.
I know. I think it's more awkward for you. I don't think you don't like talking about
it. I don't like talking about it. Because it was a moment in my life where I was trying to find myself and find who I was. And I was easily influenced by, you know, a set of people. And that was it, you know? Yeah. And I shouldn't have listened.
Yeah.
But
mind you, that was like teenage years.
I was a teenager. Yeah, so. You were a teenager.
I'm 30 now.
Yeah. No, this is like years ago, guys. This is not recent at all, guys. I would say we've done a good 10 years straight. I think it was like in the first set, like the first 4 years was where there was bumps in the road.
Because there were other things.
But I think we've been 10 years straight. Yeah.
Technically still 13,
but I know that the first few years of our friendship, it was the bumpy. It was the bumpiness.
We had great times, though, even in the bumpiness. Yes,
absolutely. Because
I still can recall some amazing moments from that time.
So, nothing. My friendships, you know, they change throughout life, but I will say that there are those that they just stick on.
For real.
And those are lifetime ones, and you're considered that one.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, for sure.
So what was your experience throughout life
with friendships?
Different friendships?
I think, well, you already know, I was extremely shy when I was younger. So although I had friends, I was just super shy. So elementary, middle school, the only time that I would really, I could recall me really having a lot of friends was in church. I was like you. I think the truest friends I had were from church and not really in school.
Yeah, same.
I think the truest friends were in church. I actually had really great friends during my teenage years. And then, like you, it kind of just like left out of nowhere, you know, with no explanation. But then I met you and other people, and I think the truest one though is like my girls, you know, like those have been like the everlasting, like the ones that kind of stood
strong, and we evolved through time and
grew grew together.
So let's talk about our greatest memories, and I'm leading most of this conversation because this is a bittersweet episode. Nisha's crying a lot today. So usually she's spearheading and she's being very she's being a facilitator. But I'm talking more because this is our last one, and not only is it our last episode of Benevolence for season 7, but it's also our last time face to face. So it's a little emotional. But let's talk about our greatest memories. Yeah. Let's make people laugh. Let's make people cry.
Let's tell them a little bit about our friendship.
So let's talk about the saddest moment we've had together.
We've had a few.
Do you remember?
I do.
Go
ahead. But I don't know. Should we talk about that sad moment? Well, I'm going to tell you a sad moment that I remember, that I can recall. We're being real here.
Yeah.
I think at one point in our friendship, there was a little triangle thing happening.
Yeah.
I wasn't a part of the triangle, but what happened is that someone happened to like me, but my beautiful best friend also actually likes that person, and it caused a lot of
friction.
That I literally wasn't doing anything wrong.
I know.
It was so unfortunately the person did like me, and Ceci did like that person. We will not name names.
If he's listening, he's dying.
But I remember one time, I remember this day like if it was like yesterday. I remember one time in the car with you. Just sobbing.
We were both because crying.
I was trying to I really wanted you to know that, like, I don't like the person. Mm-hmm. You know, it's never going to happen. Like, me and you, like, I was trying to convince you. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, nothing's happening. And we're both crying. I remember us, like, both sobbing. Crying. And, like, I think you, like, were just, like, so hurt, like, I get a sense
with the situation. With the like, situation, because
you did love me, you know, we're best friends. But then again, like, your heart was hurting because that person liked your best friend.
Yeah.
So I mean, I understand where you're coming from because I think I would feel the same way.
Yeah, you would.
But I think for me, it was hard for me because, like,
you were, like, in the middle, and it wasn't even your fault. I was in the middle
of the situation. Mm-hmm. So I remember that day. That was one of the saddest days because I just... I saw, like, our friendship kind of,
like
changing,
you know, in a sense,
because, you know, it was hard for you. It was hard for you, and it was hard for me. Sometimes I would run away from that person. That was...
Oh, my God. But you made it so obvious. Like, he would come in the room, and she would buck.
Because I didn't want you to think,
you made him feel bad, though. I know, he told you the other day.
We already spoke to that person.
Yo, tell me how, if you're listening, we love you, bro.
We love you.
Yo, he's one of our bestest friends. We went to sushi, remember?
Yeah.
Like, a month and a half ago? No, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And we were there for hours.
Yeah.
And we were actually talking about this situation. And, like...
We've come full circle for sure.
We've come full circle.
But at that time...
Even with the third person.
Yeah. But I remember, like, I would run away, like, from, like, if that person would come in the room, like, I would, because I didn't want you to think, like, I wouldn't run. I think running is exaggerating. I would walk away, like, quickly.
You would run.
I just felt bad. Like, obviously, I feel so bad that I did that. But you have to understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. Like,
you didn't want to hurt.
I didn't want to hurt nobody. Anyone. Like, you know. You know, so
remember when he told you, he told us he was dying to take a picture with you, and you just wouldn't.
Or I did, and I was mad awkward.
Wait,
I was
you were mad awkward. Like, I don't even think you touched him at all.
I don't know.
But the craziest thing about this situation.
That, there's a lot, but I think that's one that I remember.
And I don't know why I remember, like, it was yesterday. Yeah. I guess I was just really upset. Yeah. It was really, like, I don't know. It was really one of those situations where I was just, like, heartbroken.
I know.
This is, by the way, disclaimer, this is way before I got married.
Way before,
you know, I was a young 20-something-year-old. Like, not even.
No,
I was,
you
like,
were, like,
22.
Probably 20. Well, how many years older are you from me? I'm 30, so you're
33. I'm 33.
So, if I was 17, yeah, you were 18, 19, 20. 20, you were 20.
I was, like, 20, 21 years old,
mm-hmm.
And that was it. That was it. But yeah, that was definitely one of the saddest moments we've had together. I will add that another sad moment that we had together was recently.
Mm.
And it's because, and we didn't cry together, but we went through a certain situation where we were kind of treated unfairly. And we talked about this.
Mm.
We talked about this in a
previous
episode.
You may have to remind me.
We talked about this. We were treated unfairly, you and I, with no explanation whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
And we lost a lot of sleep because of it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we were never, like, I would cry, you would be okay, you would cry.
Yeah.
You know, I would be okay. But we went through a sucky situation.
I think the crying also wasn't more of that person. I think it was mad. At least for me, I was kind of, like, mad at myself for being mad about it. Like, I was, like, I was, like, no, I shouldn't be. So, you know when you're so, like, upset that, like, you kind of cry because you're so upset?
Mm-hmm.
And you just, like, you're, like, no, like,
like,
I don't know.
Why? Like, man up.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, that person's not important.
Exactly.
So, it was, like, yeah. I think I was kind of mad at that, too. But I will say, because of my extremes in my mind, I was putting myself down.
Yeah.
Because of that situation. Like, mm-hmm. I was really, like, invalidating myself. I thought, like, something was genuinely wrong with me.
Yeah.
So we went through a really sucky situation. I would say that was a very sad time in our lives.
Yeah. And what's another one? I feel like there's obviously more.
But we don't want to talk about the sad.
Yeah,
moment.
Let's not talk about it. Anyway.
I will say this is a sad moment.
This right here is a sad
moment.
This
right now is a sad moment.
Oh, my gosh. This is such a sad moment. And I think Sunday would probably hit us, like, even more.
Yeah.
But yes, this, I would say, is a sad moment.
So enough with the sad moments.
Yes, let's talk
about the most embarrassing moments. Oh. Okay, so we have an embarrassing. Let me do this one.
Okay, are you gonna say the one I'm gonna say?
I don't know. Are we? Let's see.
Okay,
this was back in early 2009, maybe 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
We were in this whole season of doing a cappella Christmas carols. We were known as the cappellas.
We liked pentatonics.
We loved pentatonics and we were constantly just doing Christmas carols. We were doing all types of songs during the Christmas season in a cappella. And we were the it group of four individuals. It was Nisha, me, our friend Angel, and Hector.
Hector. Was there one more? Or was just us?
No, it was just us.
It was just us.
We were at church and we were singing Oh Holy Night.
But first, let me tell you, like, our practices were bomb.
Our practices were so good.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's why this is so funny. And it was, oh my gosh.
It was one of the most embarrassing moments of our lives.
Let's explain.
We come from a mega church. Mm-hmm. We still go to this mega church here in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And mind you, it's a couple thousand people in front of us. It's the Christmas season.
Exactly.
There's a high level of expectation. Yeah. And, you know, we were doing our thing already, so people were expecting greatness.
Oh, my God.
So we practiced many weeks,
yeah,
and we were going to do Oh Holy Night.
Yeah.
So this is the second service?
This is the first service. Because we tried it again. Yeah, we tried it again.
The first. And I don't know what happened. But I was the start of the song.
So what happens is that she starts the song in a sense.
Uh-huh, in a certain key.
In a certain key. Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else just kind of gradually comes in.
Uh-huh.
I started on the wrong key.
She really did,
guys. I started.
Guys, she started so high.
High.
Oh,
that MG. Nisha, who is the alto, was doing a soprano.
And then you were doing like...
I was going way soprano. Then we have our two friends. Well, tenor? Nisha's brother. Tenor and bass.
And bass. Hector was a tenor.
No.
Angel was an alto.
Alto. Angel was doing alto. Hector, who was supposed to be doing bass...
He was doing tenor.
...was doing tenor. And at the very end...
No, like this, like, the end middle because...
No, we didn't finish the song.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It was like...
So, all of a sudden, I don't hear Sassy anymore. All of a sudden, I don't hear Sassy anymore. And then I'm like, okay, so I'm where I keep singing, and it's just me, Angel, and Hector. And then all of a sudden, I don't hear Angel. And
all of a sudden,
I don't hear Hector, and it's just me. And then I like sing the last strip by myself. And then I go...
Hallelujah.
Amen. I said hallelujah. Yo, amen.
We walked out of that stage.
But we walked with our heads down. Completely down.
Completely, bro.
Like, we didn't look at nobody. It. And then Pastorino comes up and he goes, tremendo.
Tremendo means like amazing.
I mean, like, he said it in a way that we knew.
Yeah,
like,
he knew.
He said it like...
Something was off.
Tremendo, like, so, with his eyes.
Let's just say this. We started on a wrong key to the point where we could not finish the song.
We couldn't finish the song, like, at all.
I started wrong.
I was singing opera at one point. Like, at one point, I was singing opera. Mind you, after we got off stage, we went to the black room. We called it the
and
black
I cried
room,
my eyes
and
out.
And she was crying her eyes out. So it was like a sad slash
It was a sad embarrassing moment. I didn't want to go out. But I will say, the second service, remember we kept going, oh, 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 and the pastor's praying, and we're like, oh, oh,
trying to keep the key. So we don't go high, oh my God.
It was really bad. So,
that's definitely
that was the most embarrassing moment we've had together. We've had many embarrassing moments, just like a couple Sundays ago. Remember?
Oh my God!
And this happens every time we sing. A song just doesn't happen. It just doesn't work out.
It didn't work out. But this one wasn't our fault.
Yeah, this
But we will not mention any
We will
names.
Not mention any names. So if you're listening out there, you know who you are. But yeah. So that was the most embarrassing moment.
I would say together because that was really embarrassing.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
Okay.
The funniest moment. I would say that's our funniest moment together. Wouldn't you think?
The funniest? It wasn't funny at the moment, but we did die laughing. We did die laughing. I feel like there's a lot.
There's a lot.
Us almost drowning in the Miami, in the boat.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah. We went to Miami and we're trying to park a boat. We couldn't park a boat.
No, but even driving the boat. Like, remember we were like going inside.
Oh yeah, because me and Anthony were heavy people. And we both and sat. And Hector.
They all sat in the front.
So and me the water was coming in the boat. Who is and we're the like, back why is me? The water coming
who is
in?
Who's the back with me?
You and our friend.
Oh, okay. So we're like, imagine.
In the back.
We're in the back and I'm mad high up because they're like down. So they're almost
so
dying.
There's three big it's people hard to explain. Sitting in the front of the boat. And we're trying to move, and the water's just splashing at us, coming inside the boat. And we're like, yo, why? Why is this happening? No, and then we switch places because we realize it's us. No, so then we go to the back of the boat, and Angel can't drive because Angel's looking at the sky. He can't see. There's too much weight in the back. So we had to send your brother to the front,
yeah.
Me in the back. And Anthony in the middle.
Yeah.
In order to even out the weight. We've had so many. We had
There's
so many
a lot.
Things.
There's actually a lot.
But
of
we
things.
Had some great, great moments. Yeah. And finally, what has been our most uplifting moment together?
Uplifting? Wow. Let me see if I can just. There's so many.
I think I have one.
Okay, say yours.
I think when we were confirmed our callings together.
Yeah. I would say
when we were called out, like by name.
Yeah.
On the same night.
The same night.
And I think one of them. Were you there?
Yeah.
The second time you weren't there. I recorded it for you.
The first time.
You weren't
that was,
there.
That was the first time, though, I
the
think.
The first time.
I wasn't there, but you recorded.
I recorded
they did
it.
Say my name. They spoke to you that day, too, right?
They spoke to me and Anthony.
Yeah.
Yep.
And technically me. I just wasn't there.
You just weren't there, but I recorded it.
Yeah.
And then the second time was also the same.
Yeah.
And you were there.
No,
we
there.
All got called, and we all got confirmed our purposes. And it has nothing to do with church or anything. And I think we were able to just be encouraged.
And I think
that we were walking in the right way, in the purpose, Amen. You know?
I would have to agree with that. But I also think we've gone, like us in general, like you, Anthony, me, Hector, and just we've gone through a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our conversations together, just like encouraging each other and like, motivating each other even through everything that we've gone through. I think those are the most uplifting moments that I've had in my life.
Yeah, I agree.
Just those conversations, just those like our conversations are great, and I feel like we uplift each other the most.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I would say those moments are like our the best moments.
Yeah.
The best uplifting moments.
Awesome. So as we finalize, we're not finalizing the episode just yet. But we're finalizing our greatest memories. We want to talk to you really quickly about why friendships are important.
Yeah.
And I think it's important, like, to every now and then reflect.
Yeah.
Reflect on who are the people that you spend so much time with. Who are the people that, you know, you're allowing into your life? You know, are they edifying you or are they pulling you down? It's like one of those moments. Just reflect and kind of see, okay, is this person directing me to good things, you know, prosperity and you know, uplifting and all that, or are they kind of just driving me down into bad habits and toxic, you know, toxic mentalities and things like that. So I would always advise you every now and then to just truly, truly reflect on the people that you have around you.
Yeah.
Because you never know. You might be filled with toxins and those toxins are coming from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not be the best people that you need to be around, you know, and, you know, maybe you don't have anyone.
Yeah.
And you're truly looking for a true friendship. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, pray to God because God hears your heart. I'm always asking God, like, God, like, bring the right people into my life. Keep the right people in my life, you know, so that I can grow and be better, be a better person. And I'll be honest to say that because of that constant prayer that I always have with God, he's blessed me. Yeah. He's blessed me with some great friendships. And, you know, friendships are important because you get to learn to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You can share your story without fear of judgments. Like, Nisha knows every single thing about me. Like, every she is thing. My walking diary. And, you know, there's no judgments. Mm-hmm. You know, she doesn't condemn me for the things that I've done in my past. You know, she actually sees beyond the past. And yeah. She sees the future and the potential that I have. And I think that that's why our friendship works.
Yeah, and I feel like friendships, they also push you to be your best. And I feel like you, oh my gosh, you have encouraged and motivated me and pushed me to walk in what God has placed in my heart. And you've never not encouraged me. You mm-hmm. always have been that encouragement and that person that pushed me to be my best. So I think that's very important in friendships.
Absolutely. True friendships help build your confidence. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yes. They are your glow girls. They're your glow guys. Yeah. I don't know if you're listening. There's no such thing as glow guys. And they don't really comment on your stuff. But there's always a set of girls that are always boosting you up.
Yes.
Making you feel good about yourself. Like, ooh, girl, you look beautiful. Good. Look at yes. you. Like, even with no makeup on, girl, you rocking it. You killing it. Like,
yeah.
You know, those are the people that you want to have around you because they truly help you build your confidence. And I think that's very important.
Yes, and true friends give you emotional support. Girl. And that's what you're doing today, girl.
Yes.
I think you do that every day, but I definitely had moments where I literally cried my eyes out in front of you, and you literally just, like, even just listen. You mm-hmm. just listen sometimes, or you just encourage me, or just... are just there. I think just being there in that emotional mm-hmm. time is like the best, but you've always given me emotional support. And I feel Same. Like I've done that for you at times too.
You do that more than I do that for you.
So I think that's definitely important in friendships.
Absolutely. And finally, friendships are important because they push you out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Like, oh my goodness. They like really motivate you to do things that you never thought you would do. They give you that extra boost that you need, you yeah, know what I mean? Sure. And encouragement. So I think that, you know, having even if it's one friend that can do some of these yeah. things, you hold on tight to that person, yeah. you know, 'cause that's a blessing. Our friendship works and our friendship has been long-term mm-hmm. because we're honest with each other.
Yeah,
for we're sure. not judgmental. And even though we may be wrong in some aspects, you know, we can respectfully
yeah.
correct each other without making each other feel bad. Like, I remember there was one time a few years ago where, I was just uptight. It was an uptight season in my life. And I remember I was putting you down a lot and always like reacting like really harsh with
oh,
you.
Oh yeah.
And
oh, do you remember that? Oh yeah.
Yeah. And we wound up that. Going to a conference and we couldn't even worship. Yeah. We just sat our butts down and we talked about it.
Yeah.
You opened up and you said, look, you know, lately you've been like acting like mad harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm like trying to like pull through, but you're not making it any easier. And I was yeah. like, you know what? You're right. I have yeah. been kind of harsh.
And then yeah, you
and then I kind of explained yeah. some things that mm-hmm. that, you know, would irk me to be that way. And yeah, and yeah. we came to like a good understanding. And I feel like from then on,
yo,
I've been so aware
yeah.
of like what I say.
And just I feel and you as have well, too. Me as well. I've been aware of like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this because, you know, like, because I think you have to compromise in friendship. So I think...
And it's not always, and it's not necessarily walking on eggshells.
Yeah, no,
like, I'm
no.
not, I just like, oh, let me not do that. Let me yeah. not say it because Nisha, no, it's not like that.
No,
it's,
no.
It's just...
It's just you like, I'm, yeah, you gotta, I'm not going to do this because, like, I just, I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's like we're compromising, but it was like we're just doing it because like we came to an understanding like, mm-hmm. okay, like well, that day that we talked, it kind of just changed the way we do things in a good way.
In a good way.
Not in a way that we're forced. You know what I mean? Like we're not doing these things because we're being forced. No.
Exactly. It's and because, when you truly yeah. love the person, you want to make them comfortable and you yeah. don't, like you don't want to hurt them.
Yeah. And so if anything, from that day on, I think our friendship even
flourished. Stronger. It really did. Mm-hmm. It really did. I would say always apologizing.
Yeah.
No one is perfect and we all make mistakes. And I think that was like a big aspect of that. Like we apologize for that misunderstanding that we have, like the way that we were reacting to each other, and it just helped.
Another reason why I feel like friendships and our friendship worked is because we're so different, but we're so alike at the same time. You know, we both love the same things, but there's things that you like that I might not like. And I think being different is okay. That's kind of like what works the most is, you know, you don't want to be, I don't want to be so like, you tend to be like extremely open and like real. And I'm also like that, but I'm like, not like in a sense where you are. And I feel like if we're both like that, I don't know, like, I don't think we would mesh as much. So I think different but alike is good, and I think that's why our friendship has worked.
I agree. I truly agree. We do have different styles. We do have different music interests. We do have like a lot, but that but like you said, it works, because like you have mentioned earlier when we were like discussing our episode, like me and Anthony, we're compatible because we're different. Anthony is an introvert. He's a homebody. You know, he likes R&B. Well, I'm just extreme with my reggaeton and techno music. You know, like, we are two extremes, but it works. And we do have a lot in common. It's just we like different things, and that's okay. And that's what makes our relationship work. So and it's the same thing with friendships.
And I could be a little bit spiritual at times, and like I feel like it works, or then you're gonna be like really like spiritual at times, and like, I don't know, it's just like it works.
It works because when I need you to be spiritual, you're it.
And when you need you to be spiritual,
like right now, like you know, you were having, you know, you're just, you're going through like a season right now, and and like 2 weeks ago you were fine, and now I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be fine on Sunday, but I'm fine right now. So it just works.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think another reason why our friendship works, and how to, if, especially if you're looking for like tips on how to keep a long-term friendship, you really got to make time for each other. You can't just like really assume, and you can't just say, oh, they're my friends, and that's that. You got to put in the time, you got to put in the work. And I think the reason why me and Nisha, we've lasted for so long is because we have truly, we've done life together.
We literally have done life together. And it's not
like revolved around church, although we do serve together in ministry, but we're very intentional with being together outside of the church walls. And, you know, you saw me grow, you saw me get married, you saw me have a child, you know, I've seen you grow into this woman of God, your ministry flourish, and now look, you're taking a huge step into another state. And, you know, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, you have to make time for each other. You have to do life outside. If you have a friend at work, you got to put in the work after, outside of work, in order to keep that friendship. Like, and that's how
I think
we work.
I think for us, like, I don't know, like, I just think that God, like, put us together. You know what I mean? And, like, sometimes God, you know, puts you in friendships for a reason. And I feel like I learned so much through this friendship, that not only are, I feel like we're just, we're friends, but we're sisters. Like, we literally are family at this point. I mean, 13 years.
13 years.
I mean, we're family at this point.
No, for real.
I would agree.
Yeah. And finally, I'll be straightforward, and we both love Jesus. And we have a passion of serving him with our lives. And I think that's a huge aspect of why our friendship works.
For sure.
And if you want to keep a long-distance, not long-distance, but a long-term friendship, you know, you have to love Jesus.
Yeah.
It's really difficult, I will say. And I wouldn't say it's difficult. It's always a challenge when one is a believer and the other one is not. And I'm not saying that being in friendships with an unbeliever is a no-no. But it's a challenge. Because at some point, you're going to live your life. You're going to have like this purpose. You know, you're going to be living for someone, which is Jesus. Whereas the other friend, you know, is just living their life, hustling. I'm not saying you're not hustling, but it's just difficult because in the spiritual aspect, you won't be able to really connect. Mm. And you won't be able to, like, if God is doing something wonderful in your life, it's going to really be hard to explain to them because they're not at that same level that you're in. So I'm not saying being friends with unbelievers is a no-no.
Yeah.
That it's, you can't do it. But it's a challenge.
Yeah.
And it's something where your love for Jesus is really going to have to be strong.
Yeah.
So that your lifestyle can just bless that theirs. Yeah.
And it doesn't affect yours.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't affect yours. If it affects yours and you start losing the faith or you go into bad habits and things like that, that's where you're going to have to really think twice about should you be friends with these unbelievers. But I will say, I have friends who are not believers, and it's okay. You know, they see the light. They know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
They know who I serve.
Yes.
They respect that. And we've lasted this long because they've come to that understanding.
Exactly.
They don't put me in a situation where I'm uncomfortable. They respect it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it works.
Yeah.
So if you have that, great. And in due time, the Holy Spirit's going to work with them through your life.
Amen.
So stay firm and be encouraged. Yeah. And I would say the one thing that we're going to strive to do when you finally move over to Georgia is we're just going to communicate and make time for each other.
For sure.
Thank God for Zoom.
Yes.
Thank God for FaceTime. Thank God for all those wonderful apps and gadgets and gadgets that we can just stay connected through.
Yeah.
You're not too far.
6 hours.
6 hours. And I don't know. This is a new season for us.
A new season, and we'll obviously learn from it, and we'll see, okay, this doesn't work, so we'll do, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're literally, we've never been in a situation like this. So it's something that we're going to have to really work for and, you know, put in effort.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nisha, I love you, girl.
I love you, too.
And benevolence doesn't end. We still got this going on. So listener, if you're out there, this is not the end of it.
It's more than just a podcast. So
it's more than just a podcast. And I would say the Proverbs 27:9, it says, a sweet friendship refreshes the soul. And these past 13 years with you by my side has been one of the most refreshing things to my soul. So thank you, Nisha, for loving me beyond, you know, the moments where I can't even love myself.
Mm.
Thank you for seeing me beyond what I can see. Thank you for being that mentor. Thank you for showing the love of Jesus in and out of season, even when you don't want to, even when you don't, you know, you feel like crap and you don't want to show the love of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for doing it, because it was literally the only reason why I was able to survive this long. Thank you for always seeing my story as such, like, you're always, everything that we would have in life, you were always saying, oh no, Ceci has an amazing testimony. You, every time, like, we'd be somewhere, oh, Ceci has an amazing testimony, you should use her. Oh, Ceci has an amazing testimony. And like, I'm like, I don't want to talk about my story anymore. You know, I'm tired of it. But you saw beyond that. You saw that hidden gem. You know, you saw that my story could help and uplift others. Benevolence came birthed from you. You came up with the name of benevolence. You know, I had this desire to do something and you blessed me with this wonderful name. So everything that I've done so far in this life up until now has been because of you, Nish. And I just want to publicly, like, say thank you. Thank you for being an amazing sister. Thank you for just being you. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm gonna miss you. And I know that, I know this is like, it's just one of, like you said, it's bittersweet. God is in the midst of our friendship. And I think the more that we honor him, the closer we're going to get together, you know, even if we're far away. So I love you, Niche.
I love you too. And you have me here crying, so.
I know. And I'm trying to like hold it down because I can't. But I love you, Niche. I love you and too. I thank you for always inspiring me, for always encouraging me, for always pushing me forward, for always saying that I'm going to cry. For always saying that I'm the best mom, even when I don't feel like I am. Because you know that I try to be the best mom that I can be. And sometimes I just feel like I don't measure up, but you're always telling me I'm a great mom. And I think out of all the things you've said about me throughout this time, you've always told me in the past 6 years, since I've had Victoria, you always told me that I was a great mom. So thank you.
It's a puddle thank of you. Tears right now.
And thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for believing in my dreams. And thank you so much for joining me on this journey of benevolence.
Thank you for everything. I love you, man.
I love you, bro.
I would say a lot right now, but honestly. I just want to thank you for being you. I think you've been my light. You've been my encourager, my supporter, my friend, my sister. You've believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. You're one of my favorite people in this whole world. So I know that although we're going to be 6 hours away, I know nothing's going to change. And God is going to use you in a powerful way. And although we'll be in different states, we're still going to be like nothing's going to change. And I'm just excited to see where God is going to take us, you know, going to take mm-hmm. benevolence, going to take your ministry, going to take my ministry. And I look forward to what God has, you know, mm-hmm. it's sad because I always thought we were going to at least be in the
continue
same.
Life continue life physically together.
Physically together. But I know that everything's going to come full circle.
Amen.
And I believe in you. And I always will believe in you.
Same.
And benevolence, it's going to flourish and it's going to grow. And I truly believe that. And there's a reason for everything. Mm-hmm. You know, God does everything for a reason. So I'm not worried.
Me neither.
I don't know. I have like a peace, although I'm sad.
Mm-hmm. It's a peace.
There's a peace.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Love you, girl.
Love you.
With friends forever.
Friends forever and always.
Forever and always.
We always say that. So, Ceci, what was your favorite episode this season?
You know, it's very hard.
I think for me, I loved comments.
Mm-hmm.
The power of words.
That was a good
that
one.
That was a great one.
Power of a woman.
The power of a woman. That one was...
That one was on point because, remember, we were supposed to be talking about something different.
Ooh.
And God kept stopping us.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to rework the episode because God wanted us to talk about what we talked about.
Wow.
That like, we was really, a great remember, one. We were like feeling the presence of God. Yeah, we were like,
yeah, that one was
we
awesome.
Were like
I think
shaking.
We, like, I think afterwards, like, we even recorded, like, yeah, God like was here. Glimpse. God is here.
Yeah, God is here.
Yeah, so that one and comments, I loved. Anything that has to do with your testimony, so hidden gems.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with sharing that, because I think the way God has, like, saved you and what he's brought you out of is just so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I love your testimony, and like you said, yeah. I always love when you share it because I know that there's a lot of people that dealt with what you dealt with or if they dealt with some sort of mm-hmm. struggle. So I did love that one. I loved all of them, to be honest.
I think I don't have a favorite one.
Yeah.
I don't have a favorite one because you were with me.
Yeah.
Through all of it.
Yeah.
And it was such an easy ride.
We did it.
We did it, girl.
Like we literally did it, even through the move, like through me, like packing and like,
I know.
Didn't know how we were going to meet, but like,
we did it.
When God's in something and he's in the midst of it, like he makes it happen. Mm-hmm. So.
Amen. So listener out there, we love you.
We love you.
Season 7 is finalizing, but season 8 is coming back. Yes. Even stronger. We're going to have wonderful things coming out in the summer. So stay tuned for those things. Just follow us on Instagram, please, yes. Because
it's we have a goal for the end of the year.
Yes, we do have a goal.
So
and God
share.
Yeah, share, spread the word, do your thing, because, I don't know, big things are coming for benevolence.
And I think our heart is always to just reach people and to inspire and to just share the love of God.
Amen.
We're all are welcome to the table.
All are welcome to the table. So, as we finalize this season of benevolence, we just want to remind you that you will always have a seat at the table. You are loved, you are chosen, and you have a purpose.
Thank you all for tuning into Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Benevolence Podcast for more fun posts and videos.
Benevolence Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts.
And stay tuned for more exciting things coming your way. Thanks again for your continued support throughout the seasons. We love you, and the best is yet to come.
Bye! Bye.